Hello and welcome to another edition of Connected. In today's program, we place the spotlight on electricity theft. We'll hear from Lucilec's chief engineer, Goodwin DeVay, and the transmission and distribution manager, Gilroy Pulte, on how you are being affected by the practice and what you can do to stop it. While the majority of customers have chosen to acquire their electricity the legal way, there are those who are not so honest. Electricity theft is a crime that Lucilec has been working tirelessly to address. Even so, the practice continues, and it can have a serious impact on how much you pay to power your home or office. So what exactly is electricity theft? A question we asked Lucilec's transmission and distribution manager, Gilroy Pulte.
Electrical theft is really any use of electricity that is not approved by the company. And there are many ways in which people get involved in electricity theft. One of them is that they tamper with the meter to get the meters to under-register the consumption. They also bypass the meter right at the meter, or they would tap into the service line that feeds the meter. Of course, it can be dangerous because you're dealing with very live lines, and you can also do something that may cause a fire at some point. There may be a loose connection. You may cause part of your system to be overloaded that may result in a fire. So it is really a dangerous practice.
Electricity theft is not a new phenomenon. However, in recent months, Lucilec has seen an increase in the number of cases. Not only is the practice dangerous to those persons who are engaged in it, but it can also impact your electricity bill as well, according to Lucilec's chief engineer, Goodwin DeVay.
Customers should be aware that electricity, you have the basic tariff, and then there's the fuel cost adjustment factor. Or some people refer to it as the fuel surcharge. And this is based on the number of units of electricity sold. And this is spread across every single person who pays a bill. So the people then who indulge in the practice of electricity theft are causing this to be spread. They are attempting to, or they are in practice, not contributing to their fair share, and that increases the cost of electricity for everyone else who is actually paid.
Stealing electricity carries serious penalties under the law. Section 62 of the Electricity Supply Act makes stealing electricity an offense, not just for the persons making the illegal connections, but also for those who get electricity from that illegal connection. Under the law, persons found guilty of stealing electricity are liable to a fine of up to $5,000 or imprisonment for a period of up to 12 months. In addition, electricity theft is also an offense under Section 210 of the Criminal Code. Over the years, Lucilec has dedicated time, effort, and money in combating the electricity theft problem. But with new signs that electricity theft may be on the rise, the company is also stepping up its efforts. Among the strategies employed is the installation of new electronic meters and a closer collaboration with the police to prosecute offenders.
We've deployed an advanced meter infrastructure system, which is basically electronic meters, which will make the detection of electricity tampering at the meter a lot more quick. The company is able to identify electricity theft a lot more quickly. We are also pursuing some other initiatives whereby the company goes through various records of billing, and those meters that are showing very low consumptions are investigated. There is also a process by which staff go out in the field and check transformers, and they can identify areas where there is a higher amount of losses than would otherwise be expected. In addition to that, we make use of the services of the Royal St. Lucia Police Force to investigate cases of electricity theft. There are also other initiatives that are either being planned or are in process. Among those, we are changing the kind of wire that we'll be using in different areas to make theft of electricity very much more difficult.
And with electricity theft affecting all customers, Mr. DeVay says ordinary citizens can play a role to help stamp out the problem.
It's all about fairness. If you are legal, you're doing everything legally, you're paying your bills, it is absolutely not fair to you that someone is trying to bypass that process and raising your bill in the process. So we would urge you by all means to call us at Lucilec and report it.
That was Lucilec chief engineer Goodwin DeVay, and earlier we heard from Lucilec's transmission and distribution manager Gilroy Pulte shedding some light on electricity theft and how it impacts every customer. That's where we end another edition of Connected. Connected is a presentation of the St. Lucia Electricity Services Limited, Lucilec. I'm Roger Joseph.